Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V.
You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. That's right, the quickest hour on internet radio where we talk about everything real. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I've got my co-host. Ooh, God. Co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Miss V. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I got something funny to share for everybody. I think it's funny.
Go.
Some people might think it's strange. My daughter went out of town this weekend, so I have her dog. Well, her dog thinks he's human. So I have a 70-pound dog in my bed. So for the past, this will be the third night. I mean, literally the first night, this dog was like out. He was not in the bed, so I was like, cool. I must sleep in peace. I wake up Saturday morning, and this mug is full length next to me with his head on the damn pillow and had moved my comforter and stuff out of the way so that he could be laying on the sheets. That pissed me off because I don't like dogs on my sheets and stuff. As much as I love animals, I'm like, okay, we ain't rolling like that. But what can I do? It was like Saturday morning when I realized that when I was getting ready to get out to bed. And my daughter said what he does it real, he waits till you're like in that deep sleep where he does it. And he does it slowly, so it's not like he does it where you flat out say, oh, I know he did it. She said he does it when you're in that deep sleep and he eases his way up, so you don't know that he's doing it. I said, okay, that's called being really smart. But again, I guess I have to accept, like my daughter keeps saying, that it's my fault that he's like that, because when I bought him, he was only 8 weeks old. So naturally, being a baby, I did him like you do babies. I mean, you don't make babies sleep on the floor. So I literally bought him a dog bed, but his dog bed was on my bed, and that's because I have a king-size bed. So it was big enough where I could put him in the dog bed, but he slept in a diaper in the dog bed at night. And the days that he was with me, which he was with me like 5 out of the 7 days a week for 3 months. So that's how I treated him. And he got house, I mean, he definitely got house trained. I mean, he doesn't do anything in the house. But my daughter said it's my fault because of the way I did him when he was a puppy. I said, okay, I'll accept it. But I didn't raise him to sleep on no pillow. I had him in his own bed.
No.
And the funny thing is, he has beds all over my house. My dog and him have, I mean, we're not talking about no cheap beds, nice beds. And with him being 70 pounds, you know he requires a bigger bed. So, like, when he comes to visit, there's a big bed in my office, and then there's two beds next to my bed. There's one on each side. There's a big one on one side, and then there's a smaller bed for my dog on the other side. So, damn dog. And he's literally in my bed now, asleep. Like, he ain't moving. Ain't moving at all. But the Lions gave me another heart attack today. Actually, they didn't give me a heart attack. I was pissed. I was watching a damn game.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, you son of a bitches, y'all going to do the same shit. So I turned away from the game and started watching something else. And because I don't completely tune off the game when I turn away from it, because I had my Twitter feed up and I had my phone where I get all the feeds, because they have this thing called Lions Bingo. So I had already gotten Bingo, so I wasn't worried about if I was going to get entered in this little drawing or whatever. But I'm still watching, and I was like, damn, this game ain't over yet. I mean, that was the longest fucking damn minute and 56 seconds I had ever seen in my life. So when I saw that the Lions had the ball back, I went on and switched back to the game on the TV. I was like, you motherfuckers know how to get us on your heart attack. I mean, that's that shit where you just be like, okay, I'm fucking through. You just kind of want to scream, like, what the fuck? I mean, I'm glad they won. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad they won, but that's some shit of bullshit. And I'm so tired of this shit with the damn election. And when I say I'm tired of it, this has gone from, okay, I knew he wasn't going to succeed, so this has gotten fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry, but I don't know how many ways that you can basically be beat and not understand it. And I'm more amused when I'm still amused with the press conference last week in front of the Four Seasons Landscaping that was next to the porn shop across from the crematorium. I understand that money is tight, but damn, y'all couldn't afford the Four Seasons Hotel? You know, and I think that when your attorneys quit, that should be a sign that things aren't going right. I mean, because let's keep it real. We all know attorneys are money-grubbing people and that they love their money. When attorneys walk into a courtroom and say, hey, we quit, we're no longer going to do this, and tell judges this, and we're talking about big law firms. Now, it's not like they told you or I, hey, we ain't going to represent you no more because it's some bullshit. You're telling a very powerful person, fuck you, we not going to do it. We through. I think you should kind of look at it. I understand losing is hard. We all got to lose sometimes. This has gone to a brand new level. If my grandchildren or my children acted like this, I would beat their ass. You know that? I would.
Oh, yeah.
I would beat their ass. And I'm going to say this wholeheartedly. This is a case of a person who never got their ass beat. Because to be 70-plus fucking years old and acting like this, I mean, I just don't understand. I've tried to understand. I thought being 52 that I would say, I would be able to say, you know, once you hit 50, you're a little bit more mature than the 20-year-old. But now I'm scared to say that because I'm wondering what's going to happen at 70. Now do I have to say at 70 you should be more mature than a 2-year-old? I just didn't, you know, shouldn't this man be worried about getting his dick sucked or something? I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm sure Stormy Daniels probably won't do it no more. But I'm sure there's somebody else out there who'll do it. We know his preference is blonde. There's plenty of blonde chicks out there who'll do it. I mean, maybe Kelly McEnany or whatever that chick is, maybe she's doing it. I mean, but shouldn't he be worried about that? I mean, I thought at 70, the highlight of your day should be fucking. At least that's what I plan on the highlight of my day being.
I'm just saying. I think that when you get a certain age, that the highlight of your day should not be what's going on Twitter.
Oh, God, no. Hell no.
And since when do people think that Twitter is God? Now, I did post some pictures for the first time in Lord knows how long. Yeah, that was a definitely penalty. That was head-to-head contact. He wasn't supposed to do that. I'm sorry I got the New England game on. For anybody who's wondering what the hell I just randomly go to, I glanced up and they showed the replay of the personal foul that they showed. And I was like, yeah, that was head-to-head contact. That's a no-go. Shouldn't have happened. And I thought that this game would have been farther along. I can't believe it's only the second quarter. I just knew that this was the fourth quarter. But I guess it is Sunday night football. I'm going to bring on Randy. Randy's in early.
Oh, damn.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Your Baltimore Ravens are playing New England.
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
And tied.
Yeah, tied at 7 in the second quarter.
Like I was just telling Greg, I thought this game would have been farther along than this. I guess because after, like, I'm footballed out today, I can only handle so many heart attacks on a day. The Lions kind of started that day. And
yeah,
I think when your dog's sitting, it kind of goes different. I was sending my daughter pictures of the dog with the jersey on. Because today was the salute to service game for the Lions. Again, this was a home game, so I normally would have been at that game. I would not have been at home. So for salute to service, I did post pictures today. I didn't do a whole lot. I just said it's game day. And I think I posted a picture of my drink. But this new...
Yeah, I saw your blue hair.
And I have to call it... I have to say it the proper way. I think the new weight management program that I'm on really has me thinking differently because I wanted to have quite a few drinks today. I only had 2 drinks today. I have actually been watching exactly what I'm eating. That drink was good. That spiked cider was good. But I only had 2. And I can say wholeheartedly that...
10-7
Ravens. Yeah, it's only the second quarter, though.
Yeah. Still early.
I mean,
that's
kind of like watching the damn Lions and saying, yeah, they're up 21-7 or 27-7 and knowing that it's the fucking Lions. I mean.
Y'all did win today, right? Yeah, y'all did win.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won.
I watched
that
game
Saturday.
It was
funny. I mean, to be up 24-7 and to fucking have that many goddamn unanswered points for them to come back on them was bullshit. It was fucking bullshit. Our coach has to fucking go. I mean, the only thing that the Lions managed to do is, I think, out of all of the teams in the league, they've only let one team score on them in the opening drive because they've been good for holding pretty much every team that they've played against to not scoring in the opening drive. So they did not let them score on the opening drive. As a matter of fact, they didn't let them score until the fucking damn third quarter, but after that they said, hey, let's see how much it's going to take for us to give this fucking game away, and let's give it away royally. It's the fucking Lions.
All I can say is the fucking Lions. If I want to know what disappointment feels like, I can watch the goddamn Lions. Because rest assured, they're going to fuck me and leave at fucking 2 in the morning before they come. Just like a motherfucking man would do. That's what I can count on with the damn Lions.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get theirs, and I'm not going to get mine. So, the Lions have, I mean, luckily they won, which I'm happy about, but they're not going to get me setting up yelling their praises highly. But how many people are sick of the new COVID restrictions? Or that, first, I should rephrase it. How many people are going back in COVID lockdown?
In my area, we're back to stage one.
I got to read this. My daughter literally is in Texas right now, and she sent me a message saying we was going back in lockdown, and I was like, when we go back, I was like, I ain't sitting. I turned to the actual regular news and not the table that I had been watching. And we're going into a 3-week, they call it 3-week COVID restriction. Let's see what these restrictions are. I looked and I was like, people don't understand. In-person classes at high schools and colleges statewide are suspended for 3 weeks. That starts on Wednesday. Also, eating in restaurants and bars, restricted. You can do carry out, but you can't go sit down and eat shit. Let me actually read all of the restrictions. Because we're going in this for 3 weeks, which I knew something was going to happen. So, let's see.
Some people just don't learn.
Well, that's fine. I mean, here in Oklahoma, we've had some outrageous numbers the past week, week and a half, 2 weeks. So, I've got a feeling we're going to be shutting down soon. And it's, yeah.
Okay, here are the things that close. Movie theaters, stadiums, and arenas. But pro football, pro sports, and college athletics can go on, but they cannot have any fans. Colleges and universities cannot have in-person learning. Bowling, ice rinks, and indoor water parks are closed. Offices that can have their people work remotely have to have their employees work remotely. The bingo halls, casinos, and arcades are closed.
Uh-huh.
The gyms are open, but only for individuals. So they can't, you know how you go to the gym, they have classes. Nobody
yes.
can go to a class at the gym, but they could go work out individually.
Yeah.
Organized sports, except for professional sports. Okay, what's open is, now you ready for this one? Opening. Two household gatherings. Do you know what that's called? That's called husband and wife. So they're saying, like I live by myself. Now my daughter can come over because we're technically considered the same household. But I couldn't have like my whole family over, which I wouldn't. Hair salons, barbershops, and other professional services can be done as long as they follow strict rules. Gyms and pools only open for individuals, no classes.
Mm-hmm.
Small outdoor gatherings of 25 people or less. Okay, I don't know about Oklahoma, but here in Michigan, it's going to be cold as fuck. I mean, this is the type of cold where I've worn my long winter coat for 2 damn days. That's how fucking cold, and it's going up and down. Retail stores are open. Now, preschool through 8th grade can go to in-person learning. They said professional sports without spectators. parks and outdoor recreation are open. Naturally, you could go to the doctor. Funerals are limited to 25 people. And for anybody who don't understand why they say 25 people, because most funerals here in Michigan have in excess of 100 people. It's not too many small funerals here in Michigan, black or white, you know. Mm-hmm. I would love to say that it was one culture over another. Nah, everybody have large funerals there. I don't know what it is about funerals in Michigan, but they have some serious funerals there. And then they have the repast. And the repast, even if you don't make it to the funeral, but you go to the repast, and you're talking about a whole bunch of people. So, yeah, I know why they did that. And they did that 25 limit for outdoor gatherings because of people doing repasts. Again, it's cold as fuck here. I ain't doing shit outside, okay? What I'm doing outside is I'm walking from my door to the car. That's what I'm doing outside.
Exactly.
And naturally, the factories can stay open as long as they can do stuff remotely. So that's a whole lot of shit. You know, for anybody who don't understand, what part of we need to take this shit seriously? And I'm going to say this wholeheartedly, I don't understand. As long as COVID has been out here, I keep saying that dead people can't fuss. Dead people can't argue.
Amen.
And I'm going to put this out there. And I'm going to say this just like everybody else said. COVID-19 ain't got shit to do with your political party. So
no.
When you sit there and make the damn comment that, oh, well, these Democrats are doing this, and as Republicans we need this, okay, well, shit. Let's see. Herman Cain was a Republican and he did. There's a whole lot of Democrats dead. You know, COVID-19 doesn't give two shits about your political affiliation. It doesn't say, oops, let me stop right here. Oh, you're Republican? You ain't going to get it. You Democrats, I'm going to give it to you. That's not how it works.
Yeah, and that's bullshit.
So when people want to sit here and say, well, the Democrats are unrestricted, how about people start listening to scientists? I know everybody don't listen to scientists, but I'm sorry. Sometimes you need to listen to the scientists. I mean, that would be like me going to the doctor and saying, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Ain't shit wrong with me. Now, it's called being, some things are being in denial, and some things people just know. Doctors go to school for 8 years for a reason. Because let me tell you something. I couldn't be a fucking doctor because they have to do a whole lot of anatomy. Me and blood don't get along. Me and dead things don't get along. I don't fucking like dead mice and shit. So I can tell you what I would be doing with a human. Therefore, it's one of those things where they don't care about your, you know, who you fucking voted for or didn't. Dead is dead. You know, it's like a hurricane saying, oops, let's see that we're gonna hit Louisiana but not hit Texas because more Democrats live in Louisiana than they do in Texas. Okay, that's that dumb shit. Last time I checked, hurricanes hit everywhere. Houston, Texas is a prime example of a hurricane hitting. Florida gets hit by hurricanes. So, again, quit saying what can't happen or won't happen. Because right now, the scientists, Dr. Fauci, I love Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci said that this was going to happen. And look, it's going on. Now, for anybody who didn't think this was going to happen, and I want y'all to listen, because, yes, I'm the one who did it. I had an idea, me and my friends, we were talking, and the conversation went to looking like we were going back in lockdown. Now, I'm not a scientist, but if I see shit look like it ain't quite right, I know how to read the signs. So I can't speak for nobody but me and a handful of my friends. But guess what? I got a shitload of toilet paper. I have paper towels in my fucking house. And I have actual Lysol. I even went to Home Depot last week, not looking for it, but and people are looking so much for the damn brand name Lysol. Y'all forget that there are other brands out there that do the exact same thing and has the exact same ingredients as Lysol. So I went to Home Depot, and Home Depot actually had their brand, which I have not seen since the pandemic started. So put it like this. I have Lysol in my house. I have wipes in my house because I've been making sure I keep all that stuff. I have all that shit that people are now scrambling. We got 3 fucking weeks of goddamn lockdown. Do you really think that people are going to be able to find shit? Now, y'all heard me bitching about people buying a ton of dog food. When I saw, when the stars aligned and I looked up and I said, damn, that's strange. All them stars look like that. I went and bought plenty of dog food for my fucking dog, okay? So my dog is good for about a month and a half. So this 3 weeks ain't going to affect my dog. I'm not going to be looking for dog food like I was before. Most people might not be thinking about their dog. I'm thinking about my dog and my daughter's dog. Now, before they set the restrictions, she asked me if I saw a case of the dog food he get. He still eats dry, but she also does a can of the high-protein dog food. Like 2-3 days a week for him. Well, guess what? He's good for these 3 weeks because I got a case the other day when I went to the store. So guess what? Can't speak for nobody else. But all you motherfuckers will be hoarding the damn dog food. I got y'all. I got my dog food this time. I ain't running around like a damn chicken with my head cut off looking for dog food for my damn dog. So for all you motherfuckers who thought that life couldn't get worse, I'm good. I even got a turkey. Y'all ready for this? Now, the turkey is not until Christmas because I don't cook on Thanksgiving. We all know I don't. Turkey. Y'all ready for this? 14-pound turkey. $5.25. It was on sale for 28 cents a pound.
That's cheap.
I got that fucking turkey, and it's in my goddamn freezer right now, so I'm ready to fry my turkey for Christmas. So, again, if I got the worst, I can do that turkey now, okay? So all you motherfuckers who hoard and fold and shit, I'm good. My deep freezer, and that bad boy said, right, I had a spot right for the turkey in my deep freezer. I am good. Damn, that was a beautiful touchdown. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Damn you.
No, that was a beautiful touchdown.
Damn you.
Oh, yeah.
That was a beautiful touchdown.
Hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Nice.
Sorry.
I'm not a New England or Baltimore fan, but that was a beautiful touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I just now saw it. Oh, man.
That was good.
That was nice.
Yes. See, everybody who listens to the show, I told y'all never know what the fuck we're going to talk about because in the middle of me bitching about dog food, I'm fucking got a chance to see a damn touchdown. That's the shit that happens on this show.
It's no good.
And Randy is actually ahead of us, so because when he said it's no good, they had him kicked it where I'm at. So, so we have a time delay, but that's expected. I mean, he's actually there in Baltimore. Aren't they playing in Baltimore? Or are they playing in
playing
New England?
England, New England.
And
they're
speaking about that, I mean, okay. Now, we've had high winds. I was really not sure if we were going to have a show tonight. Because so far, it's like 100 and some odd thousand people have no power. We all know that I live in Michigan. But probably tomorrow, I probably won't have fucking power. That's just how the way shit goes. I will be getting a new gen. I'm actually having a generator put on my house before the winter is over. If not this winter, by this summer, definitely. It's unpredictable, but and I'm not going to buy some little damn $400 or $500 generator that I got to go fucking pull start and all that shit. No, we not doing that. I'm having the fucking I'm having the damn generator that's the size of a fucking air conditioner hooked up to my house. So that bitch kick on automatically. Right. Fucking power go out, this shit kick in. Cause guess what? I like being, I like having my light, and I like having my furnace. So if I do the full house generator, I won't have to worry about being cold in the winter, and I won't have to worry about being hot in the summer. And the whole house generator will run for 7 days.
Yep. As long as you've got natural gas or propane.
I have natural gas.
There you go. That's
because
one.
And that hooks up to the gas line on my house. So for anybody who doesn't understand what a whole house generator, it is if you live in a house, and I'm saying this for people who live in houses who are homeowners. If you are a renter, they will not put a full house generator on your house without the homeowner's permission. And unless you are going to pay cash money and the homeowner says, yes, it could go on there, you cannot say, well, I'll make payments. Nope. The homeowner won't let you do it.
Yep.
And I say that wholeheartedly because
I think the brand name for basically the big ones, Generac.
Yeah, it's Generac and there's another company. Generac actually came and gave me an estimate for mine. And Generac is the number one company, but there is another company that does them. But I got my estimate from Generac. That was a few years ago, so I probably should have bought it then because I know it's more, like everything else. But even if it's $10,000, I'm good. If it's 10 G's for the damn generator, I'm still good because that's going to pay for itself anytime the power goes out. And we get a lot of power outages where I'm at. So when we have power outages, I will feel confident that I'll be still watching TV with no interruptions while other people lose their power.
Right.
How did they manage to do that? I didn't understand that. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't understand how they're up 13-10. There was a field goal that I must have missed somewhere in there.
No, they missed that field goal.
Damn.
So it would have been 14.
Yeah.
I'm thinking something different. See, that tells you where.
It's pouring down rain up there in New England.
Yes, it's raining cats and dogs there. We're under a high wind advisory here.
Oh, wow.
They're not going to stop the game unless it's lightning. That's the only time any sports events are ever canceled or postponed due to lightning. They play – well, I think baseball cancels for the rain.
No, they can't. They cancel
football,
quick.
Yeah.
Football don't cancel for the rain. You got to have lightning. It's just like my son, when he plays soccer, they play soccer in the rain. But if there's lightning in the area, they cancel or they postpone. So lightning is what will stop football also. The rain won't stop them, but lightning will. Because I don't know if you guys remember, a few years ago, there was a snowstorm during one of the games, and this was years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they had thunder snow, which meant they had lightning with the snow, and they postponed the game because of the thunder snow. And thunder snow is some shit. That's because there's nothing like the fucking damn snow coming down hard as hell and you hear a boom. You'd be like, what the fuck is that? And that shit will
Yeah.
I never witnessed the snow.
Oh, we have it down here, Oklahoma. Oh yeah, big time.
It's worse than thunderstorms.
Yes.
We get thunderstorms here in Michigan.
Yep. And see, that's the thing. You guys, depending on certain areas, time of year, you can see the northern lights compared to what I am down here in Oklahoma.
I actually will be seeing the northern lights probably in December, because I'm actually going up north in Michigan. Now, people will say, oh, well, I'm being funny. But anybody who knows where Michigan sits, I mean, it's not like Alaska. But northern Michigan is very beautiful at night. And you can see the northern lights clear. And actually, I was getting some yard work done last week. I got my leaves cleared out. Not that it looks like it at my house. But I had a guy come and do my front of my backyard with my leaves. Cost me damn $80, but that $80 was 8 cans of leaves in front of my house, and I'm talking about trash cans. So
yeah.
If anybody know, like, with them 30 gallon, you know what them 30 gallon trash cans look like?
Yeah.
8 of them were in front of my house with leaves.
I know.
And that wasn't even all of the leaves in my backyard. I told him, what I need you to do is I need my front yard clear along with my driveway. And I need it by my deck, because the big thing was I couldn't have the leaves. My dog don't like to go outside when there's fucking leaves in the damn yard, because he's a little bougie-ass dog. So I had it cleaned out from in front of my house to, like, in front of my garage, which was a nice little area, had him clear that out. And what's left back there is minimum compared to what it was, but 8 fucking trash cans. 8 fucking 30-gallon trash cans.
In a fucking
septic. Of, 8 trash cans of leaves.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
So I had that. Yeah. Wait a minute, New England has a fucking camera called a Showtime camera in their goddamn stadium?
Yeah, I guess they did. Intercepted. Boom.
That was a beautiful interception. I mean, it's like he threw it to him.
Okay. I'm seeing that. It's like, okay, who passed the ball?
Halftime.
Lamar Jackson. That was Lamar Jackson threw
that
ball.
Yep. Luckily, that was not part of my bet today with Fox and Super 6.
You went for Terry Bradshaw's money?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Oh, did you win?
I have not played that.
I actually missed on a few scores, but I won all, I think, but one game with the winner.
How you play?
Well,
Terry
Bradshaw couldn't even win his own money. Because he bet against...
No.
Now, Terry Bradshaw, I was watching, and Terry Bradshaw, you know how they do their picks before the game? And he said that Washington was going to beat Detroit by 3. He had the right score, wrong team.
Yep, and I had the right score. I had the right score and the right team on that game.
You had more confidence
right
in the Lions than I did.
Mm. Yep, I had the right team. I had the right team with the Browns, Lions, Buccaneers, Rams. One other one, and then, the only team that lost today on my game deal, fucking Eagles.
Yeah.
Giants beat their ass.
The Giants fucking won?
Yeah, they fucking won today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I did pick the Packers to win by like 15, and they only won by 3. So I won that game, too.
Wait a minute, how you play that game anyway?
Oh, it's yeah.
how you play that? We win Terry's money. How you do that? How's that work?
You have to pick the team to win, and also by how many points.
Uh huh.
So trust me, to win that million, oh, you gotta be. I mean, spot on. I mean, like today, I got 19 points out of 30 for the whole day. So, yeah, you got to be 30 for 30.
Uh-huh.
Just to even have a chance.
At the end of the Lions game, they said there were 5 people still in the running for the $1 million for today.
Yep.
And that was before the Seattle game came on.
Yep.
So no one won Terry's money?
Oh, yeah, it's like, no, you got to be spot on day and night watching, seeing the info on all NFL, everything.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, no. That $1 million, it's safe.
Well, I'll say Lions bingo. And I'm sure that the Ravens and all the other teams have it also because it's actually associated with their website and their app.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-huh.
I could pick, like, what did I do today for Lions bingo? I let them pick my spots for me. I don't do it because I'll probably fuck up and pick something wrong. But I got bingo, but I didn't get blackout and I didn't get something else. Come on, pull up. Okay. But Lions bingo, and like they give away prizes, but once your spot is covered, okay. So Lions convert on third down, I got. The ones I didn't get was in either team trying to do a 2-point conversion. Nobody tried to do it. Stafford
mm-hmm.
did not scramble for a first down today. And Washington did not get a penalty, holding penalty today. But the Lions
yep.
ran for 10 yards. I got that. Tracy Walker did a tackle. I got that. The
mm-hmm.
Lions RB reception. I got that. A Washington penalty. I got that. Danny Amendola reception, I got that one. The Lions recover fumble, I got that. Matthew Stafford passes for 100 yards, I got that. Danny
nice.
Shelton tackle, I got that. The Lions run for a first down, I got that. Washington offense penalty, I got that. Matthew Stafford passed for 200 yards, got that. The Lions convert on third down, I got that. Lions score after the 2-minute warning, I got that. Any Lion 50-plus yard reception, I got that. A Washington quarterback incomplete pass. The Ron Harmon tackle. Jeff Okuda tackle. Any Lions 50-plus yards. Lions score 30 plus points. I didn't get that, but they gave it to me for some reason. DeAndre Swift reception, I got that. And Jelani Tavai tackle, I got that. Now, I didn't get the art, and I didn't get the blackout, but I did get my bingo that I needed. So that was for me letting them pick what's going on. Now, my fantasy team, through Finn. And I did not know, apparently, once you sign up for FanDuel, or no, NFL Fantasy.
Yeah.
I just let them automatically pick my team. This year I didn't do it. But I thought it was FanDuel I had also, because I had to trade somebody earlier today. And the NFL Fantasy is also free. So I like NFL Fantasy because when I actually set my team up, I normally lose. But when I let them do it, I have a somewhat better season.
Yeah. See, I can't do that. I tried the NASCAR Fantasy League past couple of years, not this year. And I did better my second year, but, man, that's way, I mean, all the fantasy leagues and shit like this, you have to know your shit and study it. And it's like, no.
Yeah, I sucked this year. I'm 2-for-7 this year on my fantasy league.
And what
so
a great game by Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Wow.
I did not see that game.
Oh, it was last minute. Bam. Touchdown. Cardinals won.
But I'm not a Kyler Murray fan. I'm not a Kyler Murray fan. I did see him score that touchdown that he did. I know you are. But I'm not a Kyler Murray fan.
And just like, same thing, Baker Mayfield today, they won. So it's like,
woo!
And it looks like the 49ers beat Saints. Or did they?
No, I didn't see that game.
Well, I'm just seeing highlights right now on Channel 4 or NBC during halftime. And yep, my Rams won, so I won that game, but I didn't do on the points. And already picked my teams for next week.
I was going to say, I want to ask a question that has something to do with anything. How many people are, like, really loving Kornacki from NBC? The guy who's doing the political stuff?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't watch really NBC.
Nah, me either.
Well, Kornacki was the guy who stayed up for, like, it seemed, I swear this man must have stayed up for 96 fucking hours. Because from Election Day up until Saturday, Kornacki was doing the figures and the numbers and everything on the states. And they said because of him, he made khaki pants back popular. He did what Harbaugh had him, but they were like, okay, Kornacki was doing it better. And the Gap said they actually sold out of khakis because of him. Teigen was like, Chrissy Teigen asked him to go check to see if he was okay because literally he was sleeping at the NBC studios until they called the election. So they were like giving him like mandatory 4- and 5-hour breaks where they were making him, you know, take a break because this man, when I say he was going at it, he was doing numbers and I mean he was breaking down how many people, you know, how many ballots separated them. I mean he was doing the calculations down to a true science. He was doing math live on national TV. I don't want to do math in private, okay? Let alone for the whole world to see. And he was getting it right.
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing math. He put doing math to it. Put it like this. He made math look good.
All right. Here is a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
how many people have you seen driving a vehicle by themselves wearing a mask?
None.
Too fucking many.
In my area, hardly none.
And I
here,
agree with Miss B. Too fucking many.
Here, the people that I see, and first of all, if you're like me, a mask is a fashion statement now. I'm serious.
Mm.
I've had this conversation before.
Yep.
I have lion's mask. I have masks of all different colors. I don't look at it as something I shouldn't be wearing. But what I don't do is when I'm in my car, now people will notice, and I say this wholeheartedly, when I get into my car, and I'm talking about after I've walked out of a store or someplace, and I have my mask on, I don't take my mask off as soon as I walk out of the store because I've touched stuff when I was in the store and I don't want anything near my face. So what I do is I get in my car, I put my key in the ignition, I literally start my car, and then I put hand sanitizer on my hands, I wave them around a minute, and then I take my mask off.
Yep.
The last thing I do when I get in my car is take off my mask. I do not take it off before I get to my car because, for one, what if you walk past me and they fucking call? You just defeated the fucking purpose, especially if you're going from your car in a parking lot. I mean, unless you're the only goddamn car in the parking lot, but then you still don't know what the hell you done touched in the store.
Right.
So
I agree with that.
But people wearing their mask around their fucking chin or over their face, you in the car by yourself. What statement are you making other than you look stupid? And I mean, I'm a pro-mask person, but I'm not pro-stupid. I'm not. First of all, the masks are not comfortable enough to be fucking driving around in, okay? They're
yep.
not that comfortable. Now, if you're wearing a mask over your face when you're driving in a car and you're by yourself, I'm literally questioning you. The only time I agree that people should have their mask on in their car, and I say this wholeheartedly, is if there's maybe two or three people in the car, especially if you have an elderly person in the car with you. And when I say elderly, anybody over the age of 50 and do not reside in the same fucking household, I think that if you're riding in the car, you should both have masks on.
I agree on that. Now, it's a joke here in Oklahoma that it's like, okay, people that voted for the president or Joe Biden, let me guess, 5,600 of you guys that wear masks in your vehicles voted for Kanye West. You're an idiot. You are a fucking idiot.
I'm still trying to figure out how he got 5,600 votes in fucking Oklahoma. Because I'm glad he wasn't on the ballot here.
No, he was
here.
He had
no chance.
It's like, are you kidding me? 5,600 people voted for him. And it's like, you got to be the one in the vehicle by yourself wearing a fucking mask. Because you're an idiot.
As I remember, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this. The reason why Kanye so wanted to run for president in the first place is to take away votes from Biden. Well, that didn't work.
Oh, I didn't know about that, but yeah, he just.
It was a conspiracy that the Republicans wanted him on the ballot. So that he would take votes away from Biden. But the whole thing is that in order to take votes away from people, you have to actually get your name on the ballot, and there's qualifications to get on there. I just can't wake up tomorrow morning and say, I think I want to be on the ballot. Now, you could do a successful write-in campaign, and you don't have to be on the ballot. But a write-in campaign is different from actually being on the ballot. You know, like, I could write, if I were stupid and naive enough, I could write my own damn name in for president. And I say that wholeheartedly because one fucking vote for me is not going to get me anywhere. The only time that works, and I will tell people, the only time it works to write a name on the ballot is when it's like a seat for a position that nobody talks about. You could write in, and if you have enough people write in like a name, then that person will get it and they don't have to campaign. Because I know people and they told me it's, I forget what seat it is. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to write my own name in. And my mom and my daughter did it and it actually like popped up that I had gotten like 3 votes. And I'm like, oh my God, that shit really did work. You know, we knew who voted for me, but it was enough votes to make a difference to say, hey, we don't know who the hell this person is, but they're, you know, got these many votes.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's stupid as hell, that damn camera.
What?
I think that shit is stupid.
Why?
I really do. Damn. Baltimore got 2 fucking injured players? Not 1, but 2?
Yep. 2 on the
Cam Newton, that fucking good.
And a touchdown by Cam.
I know, but that's all I said. I was like, he ain't that damn good for get 2 people injured.
No.
Yeah.
They were singing his praises earlier.
Oh, shit. Whoops, he's all right.
Oh, Jesus.
Speaking of write-in votes, the stupidest thing I ever saw was our governor in the state of Maryland. He voted. He didn't want to vote for Biden. He didn't want to vote for Trump. He wrote in a write-in vote for a dead president. Dead president meaning
you know
Ronald
what?
Reagan.
No, that wasn't. Well, you know what? I heard about that, and the reason why he did that was to make a point. He actually did that to make a point. It was almost like the Brewster's Million thing, none of the above.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Trump wasn't that bad. I mean, Hogan is not that bad because he don't go with the bullshit to D.C. He don't. I have been following him, and he's got some common sense there. You know, he will shut some shit down. He'd be like, fuck y'all. I don't know what you're talking about. People dying from this. I'm shutting this shit down. Fuck you, Mr. President. You know, he's quick to let it be known that he's not, as they say, political party should have nothing to do with anything other than your leadership abilities and maybe what you think about things. It shouldn't mean that you're a fucking puppet for a jackass. Common sense should always prevail. Common sense should always prevail. Because, I mean, the reason why they said Reagan was the great orator because he can talk, and he still was one of our great presidents. I didn't
yes,
vote for him. I don't think I was old
him.
Enough to vote for him. But guess what? I'm not going to take anything away from Reagan. Reagan
no.
came up with Reaganomics, okay?
Yeah,
I
don't know what to vote for him.
I voted for him on his second term.
I was there to vote for Reagan first and second term. I didn't vote for him either. Well,
when did he get in office?
84.
80?
No, 80 and 84.
Okay,
yeah.
See, I couldn't vote for him in 80,
that's
and I couldn't vote for him in 84. I couldn't
vote
for him
for
either time.
Yep, I did not vote for him now that you say that. That's right. 80, 84, then 88 was senior Bush.
Clinton.
And that's when I voted.
No, it was Clinton. Then, was it Clinton?
No,
it was Clinton.
No, Clinton was in the 90s.
Yep.
Oh, the senior
Bush
in 88.
Bush won in 88.
And
then Clinton, Yep,
won
he
twice.
Was one term. Then Clinton won
twice
in 92.
Yes.
Well, I am going to say we and Ray have a great week. Next week is the week before Thanksgiving, so we will be on. But everybody have a great week. Like I said, y'all never know what we're going to say in an hour. We done talked about Reaganomics, football, rain, and COVID.
Yeah.
So everybody have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Be good, guys.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.